The Opus. It didn't just shake the universe. It didn't shatter it either. I wasn't quite sure what it did, but it did something. But as usual, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me take you back. Back to where my unraveling began. We had spent the entire day in bed. Not out of laziness, not to sleep. Definitely not to sleep. A slow, honeyed kind of intimacy, tangled in soft Egyptian cotton rustling beneath us with every shift. We touched, laughed, dozed, kissed, fucked. We didn't rush. There was no clock running out, no time and world outside of that bed, outside of those sheets. By the time the sun dipped low enough, we finally rose. And after he had taken care of me so many times, I decided it was only fair to return the favor. It was just supposed to be dinner, something simple, something to still a different kind of hunger. But the heat of the bedroom followed me into the kitchen as I stood there, daydreaming about what had happened before, stirring a pot of pasta, my hips swaying softly to one of my favorite songs playing on the speaker. Before I knew it, I was quietly humming, then singing loudly, proudly. Also wondering where this excess of energy suddenly emerged from. Then I felt him. The quiet presence, the shift in temperature, his hands on my hips. A soft gasp parted my lips. "Don't mind me. Just keep doing what you're doing," his deep voice whispered. I could feel his warm breath caressing the sensitive skin behind my ear, an uncontrolled moan escaping me. Shivers wandered up and down my spine in the best way possible. And just as my body started to recover from the sensation, I felt his lips on my neck, placing an oh-so-gentle kiss, then another, and another. He knows me so well. He knows exactly which buttons to push, which spots on my body to kiss, I thought to myself, before being overwhelmed by yet another soft kiss, then a nibble on my earlobe. Oh yes, he knows me so well. I said, "Keep on doing what you're doing," he breathed into my ear with a firm tone, while his hands tightened the grip on my hips, pushing me lightly against the kitchen counter. I let out another small gasp. Where did that come from? He usually never showed his dominant side. In fact, I hadn't been sure he had a dominant side. Eager to please, pleasure in all possible ways. Was this the next level? Showing me his dominant self because he knew I was into it? Absent-mindedly, my hand returned to the spoon, slowly stirring the pasta. Had I been stirring the pasta? I can't remember. My mind is blurry. What I can remember is the food wasn't the only thing that was simmering. All of a sudden, his breath behind me and his hands on my hips disappeared, and I was left with a strangely sad feeling of loss. Just as I tried to catch a glimpse of him, making sure he didn't leave, I could feel his hands again. Warm fingers slipping beneath my shirt, curious, greedy, searching for the waistband of my panties. A sense of relief washed over me as his fingers finally found what they were so impatiently looking for. He pulled my panties down, a slow, deliberate motion. I felt the fabric gradually peeling away from my skin, inching downward with excruciating slowness. Especially along the delicate insides of my thighs, the sensation lingered, sharp, electric, almost too much. It had awakened that insatiable appetite in me, again, and for a fleeting second I surrender to it, my hips arching with want, my hands sliding down to impatiently tuck at my panties, craving more, more contact, more of him. A low growl. No hands. Turn off the stove, step aside, and put those hands flat on the counter. As if spellbound, my fingers move to quiet the flame. The one on the stove, that is. The one inside me only burned hotter. My legs, conditioned to the cadence of his captivating voice, obeyed without question, without a second thought. We wouldn't want you to burn yourself. You're too precious, he purred. Hearing the smile in his voice made my heart nearly leap out of my chest. I felt so seen, so cherished. The fabric slipped lower, inch by inch, as if he was unveiling something sacred. Then again his hands, this time on my ankles, grabbing them gently. He lifted my right foot, slowly, deliberately, and as he guided it out of my panties, he didn't let go. Instead, it glided upward, reverently, tracing my skin, following the line of my calf until it reached just below my knee, not to stop, but to savor. Then the left, the same ritual, careful lift, unbroken touch, and again that slow ascent. For a few seconds that felt like an eternity, his hands vanished, leaving my skin tingling in their absence. But I stayed where I was, breasts heaving, eyes fixed ahead, though every nerve in my body screamed to turn around, to look, to see, but no, I was good. Then I felt it. His tongue warm in the hollow of my right knee. It lingered just long enough to send a shiver crawling up my spine. Then came his mouth, moving slowly, torturously up the back and inside of my thigh, sometimes kissing, sometimes licking, and sometimes a teasing little bite. I was already unraveling. But then he started again, on the other side. The same slow ascent, the same aching rhythm, the same delicious cruelty. I guess consistency is key. But my knees didn't care about consistency. They trembled. As I felt his hot and hurried breath ghosting over my skin, I pressed back against him, just a little, needy, instinctive. As I arched toward him, he answered with greedier licking. I smiled, sensing the tension in him, the more or less quiet struggle for control. And I felt it. Oh, I felt it. His hands tightened at my hips, fingers digging in just a little as if to steady himself or to keep me right there where he wanted me. Between gasps, I told him to grip me tighter, whispered it between shallow breaths. I can take it, I said. I'm no porcelain doll. I wanted him to know that I wouldn't crack. I would bloom instead. I'd bloom in a hot, dark place, bloom like a carnivorous flower deep in the heart of the Amazon. I didn't have to tell him twice. His hands were already gliding from my hips, tracing over my ass, down to my ankles, where he firmly spread my legs wider, only to climb back up again, slow fingers trailing up the inside of my thighs, greedy now, digging into soft flesh, pulling me back, closer. I followed his moves and let him guide me. Please, I whispered, offering everything, needing everything. He paused. Let the silence stretch. Let the ache simmer. Then, in that maddening calm, please, what? Please, I need to feel your tongue on me, your mouth. I want you. I heard a voice crack with want, not recognizing it as my own. Oh, you will. Patience, he murmured, That smug little smile of his clearly written on his lips, I could hear it. Then I felt it again, his tongue at my heel. So slow, so teasingly slow, working its way up, like pleasure was rewinding. And I was fighting for control, trembling. Without thinking, I lifted up my palms, bent down, reached for him, tried to pull him up to me. I'm not a patient person, if you couldn't tell. But his hand caught mine. Firm but gentle, if that makes any sense. My pace. Hands on the fucking counter. My voice escaped me before I could stop it. I want you. A pause. Warmly. I want you to. Another pause. Firmly. But first, I want this. And then with a devilish smile I didn't need to see. And now, tragically, I have to start all over again. Fuck. And again, his tongue, this time on my other heel, still slow, but not as slow. There was hunger now, a need slipping through the cracks of his control. His hands not leaving my thighs, gripping them firmly, kneading, grounding me as his mouth made, once again, its way upwards in tortuously strokes. Every inch he claimed with his lips was matched by his hands pulling me back, guiding me, until I found myself bent forward, hands braced in front of me, as he had told me to do, legs spread wide, open, waiting. Almost there. Take your hands off the counter and stand up straight. I did as he said. Close your eyes. Unbutton your shirt. Slowly. I closed my eyes. My fingers trembling slightly. With every movement, I slowly, button by button, undid my shirt. His shirt. The one he had worn when he first came in. The one that had barely made it past the front door in one piece before it was tucked off in a rush of hands and mouths of greed and lust. Now it clung to my skin with the faintest echo of his scent. And the memory of how desperately we had undressed each other just hours before. As I unbuttoned, I could feel it. Not just the fabric slipping open, but the air shifting around me. Subtle movements between my legs. His breath hovered low between my thighs. Teasing, waiting, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Or rather, the last button to be undone. For him to undo me. But he didn't move. Not yet. When that button finally slipped free, I heard his voice from beneath me, low, certain, eyes open. And when I did, I felt him, his tongue finally where I'd wanted it, where I'd needed it. A moan tore from my throat, raw and full. My head fell back, my knees nearly gave in, and I surrendered. He had shifted beneath me, suddenly sitting on the floor between my legs, facing me, his arms wrapped about my thighs, the thighs he couldn't get enough of, pulling me into him, desperately devouring my pussy. One hand found mine and guided it into his hair, a nonverbal invitation to put him to work and place him exactly where I craved his tongue the most, and boy, did I crave him everywhere. Moaning loudly, my fingers dug into his hair. My hips started to move, desperate for more. And oh, I got more. His mouth and tongue stroking, licking, circling, flicking, swiping, latching, sucking. Again and again. Relentless. The vibrations of his moans intensifying every move. His hands everywhere, tracing paths across my body. Needy. Grabbing my ass, pulling himself even deeper into my wet pussy. Desperate laughter slipped from my lips. Lean on me, he moaned while catching his breath as my legs threatened to give out. I reached for his shoulders, his hair, anything to anchor myself. Do you want to come? He said through clenched teeth. Yes, please, God, yes. Then fucking come for me. He dove right back in, and oh my God, as his tongue flicked against my clit with just the right intensity, maybe, just maybe, a tiny little bit too much, I completely fell apart. A symphony of shivers, gasps, and aching release, pleasure, pain, and something too big to name. I came with a big bang. My God. After what felt like a blissful eternity, my hips finally slowed down. His tongue retracted, gentle kisses on my thighs. Then something he had never said before. Good fucking girl. A sound tumbled out of me, somewhere between a moan and a laugh. He knew exactly what he was doing with those three loaded words, the so-called praise phrase we'd always laugh about. And now here I was, melting for it, like some walk-in cliché with no shame and even less resistance. As I tried to steady myself, I heard him getting up, fabric rustling. Lean on the counter, he said gently. Breathe. My legs, trembling with aftershocks I hadn't braced for, my fingers clinging to the counter like nothing else could hold me, my breath shakily finding its rhythm again. How could I be this undone? There was no time to get lost in that thought, that question. Like so many times that day, I felt his hands on my hips, again, firm. But this time, I could feel him even more. Ready, he whispered into my ear. Looking back, that mind-blowing orgasm must have left me with no perception at all. And so I asked, Ready, what are you doing? An amused little laugh brushed against my ear. What do you think I'm about to do? I'm going to fuck you now, if you're ready. So tell me, are you ready? Oh, yes, I'm ready, yes, please, I said with a shaky breath, feeling his hard cock sliding achingly slow through my folds. He wasn't done teasing me. Ready for what? Say it. His voice dark, full of lust, demanding. Oh, how I liked that newfound cockiness inside him, but I liked his cock inside me even more. Whimpering out, I'm ready for you to fuck me. Please fuck me. I want you so much. I need you. I felt his cock lingering at my entrance, maddeningly still. I am not a patient person, so with everything I had, I pushed back onto him. At the same time, he pushed into me, deliberate, powerful, with pressure, with thirst, but also with control. Inch by fucking inch. I had never heard, let alone made, the sound that ripped from my throat, a primal growl. And if that sound was a signal he'd been conditioned to, he truly let go. His powerful thrusts grew steadily faster. Hands clawed into my hips. He pulled me even harder onto his cock. Faster, harder, faster, harder. Hearing his growls, his desperate breaths, fuck, nothing compares. They pushed me right to the edge, But he wasn't done yet. No, 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 no. Oh, those wandering hands. One of them grabbing my shoulder, pulling me back. Heart relentless. The other one wandering to my clit, circling it again. So fucking sensitive. Come for me. His voice clenched, taut, struggling for control as he came with unleashed force, his cock twitching inside my pussy. His loss of control sent me right over the edge I had tiptoed around successfully. But then I burst. I exploded. I imploded again, shaken, almost collapsing. But no time to catch my breath as he suddenly pulled out, making me gasp. With a hint of concern, he asked me, "Can you stand just for a moment?" I simply nodded. I wasn't in any shape to form coherent thoughts, let alone sentences. Only faintly, I noticed the rustling of fabric behind me. What was he doing? I glanced over and saw him building a bed, a nest out of our discarded clothes and tea towels. I felt his hand wrap around mine, pulling me to the floor. No words, just a gentle but hurried pull downwards. Laying on my back, still trying to catch my breath, his body above me suddenly blocked the light. "I want you again." His voice came out like a growl, dark, guttural, barely human. His legs spreading mine, his cock pushing inside my sore pussy. Again. Deep. Oh, so fucking deep. Instinctively, I immediately wrapped my shaking legs and arms around him, desperately moaning and whimpering. For a brief moment, he managed to cling onto the last shred of control he could muster up, whispering, "Okay?" Oh, I was okay. I was more than okay. Never in my life had I been this okay. My own cocky side took over, and with a smile on my face, I moaned, "Not a porcelain doll." Knowing exactly what hearing that smile on my lips, hearing those words would do to him. It made him feral. Greedy, needy, hard, fast, sweaty, growly, fucking me in reckless abandon. My fingernails dug into his ass, wanting to feel him even closer, even deeper, even more, if that was even possible. Strangely, I felt in control now. "Kiss me," I whimpered, and oh, did he kiss me. He kissed me like there was no tomorrow, like my lips were laced with the antidote to a poison, like my breath was the only thing that could save him. I could tell by his guttural growls and wanting whimpers, he was about to go over the cliff. With his last ounce of strength, he fought for more thrusts into me. Then he went over the cliff. We went over the cliff together. Hand in hand, we took the leap and fell hard. I had never, ever experienced something like that, but I let it crush into me and hurl me into the abyss of eternal orgasms. The abyss. Three fucking glorious orgasms in a row. My ears rang. All I could hear were our heavy breaths while we lay there, trying to get a grip. We looked at each other and couldn't help but laugh. A laugh so pure and full of emotions. Not only because we both couldn't believe what had happened just now, but because we had realized that we had fucked our brains out on the kitchen floor in a nest made out of tea towels and crumpled up clothes. As I took his face into my hands to place a gentle kiss on his lips, it finally hit me. It didn't just shake the universe. It didn't shatter it either. It created a new one.